Despite General Motors stating new ambitions to cut costs as it shifts toward electric vehicles, the automaker shared a largely positive second quarter earnings report with investors this week. The manufacturer says it brought in around $45 billion from April through June. GM President Mark Reuss tells WDET's Alex McLennan those numbers exceeded expectations.
So we have a raising of the guidance here on items for the year because of the strong operating performance, the momentum we have in the first half.
A common talking point around earning talks the past couple of years has obviously been in regards to a lot of the investment in electric. Obviously, it takes a little bit of investing before you start getting return on it. Where is General Motors at along that spectrum, especially with a lot of Michigan facilities receiving that investment?
I think, we're early in the return cycle of our big investments that we've made. So, if you look at what we did here in Factory Zero, for instance, big investments there, big investments in Orion here. We're just beginning to convert that factory from bolt production into, our truck production here. So I would also say Hummer, you're going to see a big increase in Hummer production out of Factory Zero the second half of the year. So we made our 50,000 unit first half target for EVs, and I think you're going to see us hit our 100,000 target for the second half.
And talking about the two different elements of that portfolio, how do you go about balancing the EV investment with the traditional car investment, thinking about factories like Flint, where they have the traditional stuff, but they're also seeing a lot of that electric commitment? How do you go about balancing that transition?
I think the word, Alex, is agility. And so we're uniquely positioned here with our investments in both to be able to pace our production and sales into the market with what people want. So, for instance, Flint, as you might know, we invested another $1 billion into our internal combustion engines for our Flint truck plants. But also Flint is a massive site for us, and that's going to be producing those for a very long time. We don't go to the external markets necessarily to fund our future with EVs. We depend on Flint. We depend on Lansing. We depend on Orion. We depend on Factory Zero. All those Michigan sites that made and make internal combustion engines are really funding our future. So if you think about a door that opens with a key for our future, it's really that door and funding that's self-generated.
And as you're making the transition, how do you go about getting the workforce acclimated to it? Is there a lot of differences in how you go about the workforces with electric vehicles, or can you kind of talk about that transition a little bit?
Ken, it depends on what plant you're talking about, because our traditional transmission plants are now transitioning and doing both traditional transmissions and electric motors, for instance, for our electric vehicles. They still involve castings. They still involve pretty high-tech assembly. So we have really good people that know how to make very precise transmissions. Those same people are trained up and ready to make electric motors. So that doesn't happen overnight. So we've been working on that for a couple of years, and those are coming online. And some of the high-tech die castings that go into some of the Hummer electric motors, I mean, those are vertically integrated expertise. And so those people and all of our employees and all of our plants, whether it's final assembly or component, can do both.
Obviously, all that stuff is also relevant to contract talks with the UAW, which I know aren't really, no one's up against any kind of thing that could impact production right now because the contracts go through mid-September. But are you able to talk a little bit about what General Motors' approach is to contract talks, and how do you think they're going?
I can. We don't want to talk about too much the labor piece of this. It's early days, obviously, too. We just kicked it off here. But I got to say, I was in Fort Wayne in our light-duty truck plant last week. The workforce there and our employees are really super excited about what we're doing from a light-duty truck standpoint, but they're also very excited about the whole agility I talked about. And, our approach to labor and those negotiations are really putting our people first. And that has been the case throughout the last negotiation and labor contract years. Examples of that are we have spent a lot of money in our facilities to make whatever plant or whatever facility we have the very best in terms of workplace of choice. So I think putting the people first is the way forward, and making sure that we have the best people that are compensated extremely well and fairly. And I think that's the key.
Mark Reuss is the president of General Motors. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.